Did you realize we're in the third longest government shutdown in history? So why are mortgage rates getting better? Why did the stock market rally 500 points today? Because we really had no economic news to prove that. I can go over to the BEA. This is the government's website that provides us all the information. Due to lapse in appropriations, this website is not being updated. So what's causing the markets to move? Why? Well, my name is Dan Friel, and my goal is to help you understand what's going on with those and the whys behind it. So folks, we have some breaking news today. We do have some financial news coming in later this week. And I know the government's been shut down for a few weeks, but they're calling back workers to provide us with the CPI number is going to be, the Consumer Price Index. Why? Well, is it for the Federal Reserve to make a decision? No. It's basically because Social Security recipients, they get the cost of living increases by this number. So what they're doing is they're calling in all the government workers to figure out what this number is going to be. Now, today what I want to show you guys or walk you through is let's go through three ways that this can come in. It can come in good, it can come in at point, and it can come in bad. So what would happen on each one of those situations if you're a homeowner, home buyer? What would happen with these? Well, that's what I hopefully can help you understand today. So let's get over to it. When we look at the financial markets, here's what we see today. Okay, so this is, usually every day I'll go through the stock market, and today we have the Cinderella story. We have equities across the board up. We have the VIX down. That's telling us Wall Street's a little bit calmer today than it was the other day. We have cryptocurrencies killing it, up 2,000. We also have oil plummeting. And oil is going to be a huge piece of this equation as we're going down forward. So let's get over to some of the data that we're going to get this week. So that data is going to come in on Friday. Now, the data coming in is the consumer inflation. How's it going to come in? Well, let's talk about it. The number could be higher because of tariffs. A lot of people are telling us tariffs are going to increase that inflation number. Well, we're going to come out and find out with this new CPI number. So if the number comes in much higher than expected, what would the Federal Reserve do? What would the markets do? Well, if the inflation's higher than expected, well, the Federal Reserve is going to be like, well, we know we want to focus in on the employment numbers, but it depends on how high the consumer inflation goes that they might start to stick where they are. The other piece of that puzzle is, wonder if they come in at point. Well, I think the markets have already kind of built that in. So the only thing that can really help us is this number come in much better than expected. Could it? Actually, it could. I'm not saying it might, but let's get over to some of the data that really could help this number. One piece of the data that comes in is the housing equivalent rent, and that's coming down quite a bit. The other thing is right through here. I watch oil every day, and oil under $60 a barrel is low. Usually we see oil about $65, $75, $80 a barrel. Once it gets the higher, it gets to $80, the more inflation it's pumping into the system. When you have oil below $60 a barrel, it's actually deflationary. So could this actually offset what's being expected from the tariffs? That could be one alteration that we're going to see. Another piece of this puzzle that's really moving the markets right now is this banking crisis that we're having. So if you've been around on my channel for a few years and you remember that Silicon Valley Bank issue that happened a couple years ago, I was like, okay, just relax. But everybody was making a big deal of it. Well, there's some regional bank questions coming back again. So folks, just overlook it. I will be having a live event tomorrow to explain to you guys what's going on, but don't be concerned about it. The markets aren't concerned about it. They were, but it kind of just pushed on by. So that will be a live event that we're talking about tomorrow, but I want to explain to you guys what's going on in the bond market right now. Okay, so this is where all the action's going to be once the government has some of the numbers that we really want to focus in on. So what we're looking at right through here, this is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. What happened today? What was up 11 ticks? Is that good or bad? Well, if you're new to my channel, that's really good news. And here's how this works. As the bond price goes up that you're seeing right through here, that means rates are coming down. So if prices of a bond go up, yields or rates come down. Because this is a mortgage bond, that means mortgage rates are going to come down. That's how this one works. If you see other bond yields or other bond charts, you're going to see this. Well, this actually gives you the yield. So when this chart goes down, it's actually telling you the yield's going down. So be careful when you're looking at different charts. You want to make sure you're looking at the price are you looking at the yield? So if you're looking at the price, again, as the price goes up, yields, and in this case, their mortgages, come down. So have you locked in your rate yet because of where mortgage rates are? Well, if you haven't, I got a tool for you guys. If you go to my website, we just created RateWatch 2.0. So if you're a homeowner out there, you want me to track rates for you, so when the rate comes down to exactly where you're looking and you don't miss it this time, I'll be reaching out to you, let you know, okay, here's what your new payment would be, here's what the cost would be, here's your break-even point would be. If you like the numbers, let's lock you in and get the paperwork started. If you don't, well, just lower the rate. So the next time the rate drops a little bit more, I'll be reaching out to you. That's one service that we offer you. And the reason being is my name, I do this report each day. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to help you. More pieces of this puzzle we want to look at on a daily basis that I go through is right through here. This is the Federal Reserve, what they're expected to do. Now, this is a pretty, I guess, a humorous chart that we have for today. If you go down through here, let's look at the probability of the Federal Reserve cutting rates. Right now, there's a 99% chance the Fed's going to cut rates. Okay, that's at the meeting coming up in a couple weeks. Now, in December, it's a 96% chance they're going to cut rates. But just because the Fed cuts rates doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to get much better. So if you've been watching my channel for a while, you know that. So make sure if you're a homeowner, check out our RateWatch 2.0 tool. If you're a home buyer, you're looking to build, the best thing I could suggest to you, reach out to us and schedule a consultation. Okay, I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'd love to navigate with and work with you, figuring out what program is best for you and the whys, and then how do we monitor rates for you from basically right now to when you close. And if you're a homeowner, we got that RateWatch 2.0 tool. If you're a home buyer or you're looking to build, all I would suggest you do is just reach out to us, schedule an appointment, or just ask me a question right through here so we can go over any of those questions that you might have before you start navigating that home ownership one way or another. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. It's hard right now to come up with these videos each day because we don't have any economic news helping us guide you guys where the next turn is, but I'm going to try it each day, even with the government shutdown. So join me each day to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it, folks. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't subscribed yet, please, I'd love for you to do that right down through there. I'm trying to hit 40,000 subscribers. Only you can help me. So thanks a lot, and I can't wait to see you here tomorrow at the opening bell to see how this mess starts another day. Thanks for watching, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.